He opened this segment of the sugya with a question and a second question. Gemara's second kasha, lamvavam beis. How you talking? How do Chazal institute Shemitah's Ksaf and Drabanan? How do Chazal say that min HaTorah, according to Yudan Asi, the Shemitah's Ksafim ended, either at the Churban Bayis Sheni, according to Rambam, the Golos HaSeres HaShvatim, during the Bayis Rishon period, according to most Rishonim. No Yovel, no Shemitah's Ksafim Daraisa, the whole Shemitah's Ksafim Azeh is purely Midrabanan. Purely Midrabanan, that explains how Hillel has the right to Misakim Prozbul. How do they cancel the loans Midrabanan? Minatara, I owe you the money, Midrabanan, I don't. Akiras Davar Minatara. So Abaye said, don't worry, Shaval Tasa, I'm just not paying. And the Rava said, don't worry, it's Hefker, Bez and Hefker. We had seen that both those answers appear in Yevamos, in the words of their joint common Rebbe Rava, which raises the question of why are they each picking Dafka one? Specifically for now, why does Abaye not like Rava's answer? Why doesn't Abaye also say Hefker Bez Nefer? What could possibly be wrong? What possible weakness could there be in saying that Hashmita's Ksafim and Drabanim is man as it works because of Hefker Bez Nefer? What's not to like about that? Number one. Number two is this mysterious rush. Others say it as well. Rush points out the Ramban already said this, Rambam said it, but the Rush seems to have, Rush is particularly famous, and Vesosev picks on the Rush. What did the Rush say in Begin Maseches Makos, in Simon Gimel? The Gemara had raised a question, the Gemara had a machlokas over long-term loans. The Shemitah's Ksafim apply to long-term loan. What's the issue? So we had seen last time the Gemara rate has two versions of what Shmuel said, whether he said yes or no. The Gemara had two versions of whether he said yes or no, whether Shmuel said the Lishna Kama of Shmuel. Shmuel version one was that Shvius is Mishametas. Right? The Shnabastra of Shmuel is the Ein Shvius Mishametas. Bring it up. So this one, the first lashon says you don't pay. That's what it means. The second one says you do pay. You do have to pay back your debts. What's the issue? So we had seen the Gemara had said, can Shemitah impact when Rosh Hashanah of Matzah Shvius is going to come? The last second of Shvius comes and goes, and the loan exists, but it's not yet due. It's not yet collectible. So can Shemitah impact the loan that's not yet collectible or not? A Shaila in the Gemara. A Shaila in the Gemara. Two versions of what Shmuel said. How do we paskin? So the Rush quotes that this was an old machlokas Ashkenazim. The Riva and Ben Eliyahu Hazakeh said we paskin like the first version. Ben Tam paskin is like the second version. Let's take a look inside. Couple of lines in, Riva posek in the Rush, b'chol makom halacha k'lashon rishon. Riva paskins like the first lashon because that's a general rule. That's in the first paragraph of Avodah Zarah. First paragraph of Avodah Zarah, the Rush and others quote the discussion already among the Gaonim when the Gemara has a lishna kama lishna basra. Which one is assumed to be the primary approach? The Gemara, the Gemara presents two opinions. Are you supposed to assume, as Riva says, that with our eyes closed, we assume that the first lashon is the dominant? Kachayu, it means the Gemara presents X and then says Ikadamri Y. Some say Y. So the implication is Kachayu Shamrov Achamim. Most Achamim said the first way. Yesh Omer Belashon Zeh. Some say the second way. So the Riva was one of those who was of the opinion that whenever you have two Lashonos, the assumption is that the Lishna Kama is the Iker. That's why he passes like Lishna Kama. And the Riva joined in this by Rabbeinu Eliyahu Azakein. Ba'azharos. He wrote in his Azharos, we mentioned the other day, are piyutim that specifically count in poetic form, enumerate all of the Tariq mitzvahs. Many communities for hundreds of years had the minhag to recite such a piyut and azhara on Shavuos, as one of the minhagim of Shavuos, to have a, it's very, very, obviously very appropriate. Yantav Kabbal Satar, you review all the Tariq mitzvahs. The different Rishonim, Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, Bavliim, wrote the Azharos. So Rabbi Eliyahu Azakin, I assume that's Rabbi Eliyahu of Paris, in his Azhar, he wrote, Zman Eser Ki Alvenu, Bechetzi Yamav Yazvenu. If he lends him money for a period of 10 years, Bechetzi Yamav Yazvenu, halfway through, you're going to have to abandon it. Because, Mavas Chaveri Lesser Shanim, Shvis Mishametas. And then that's the Riva, Rabbi Eliyahu Azakin. And then the Rush says, but Rabbeinu Tam disagreed. And Tam held like a Lishna Basra, and the Rush goes on to explain why. There were other Rishon who agreed with the Rabbeinu Tam. Also, the Ritva, for instance, says, well, he thinks that you should follow the other rule, that the assumption is that the apostle like Lishna Basra. Okay. Rabbeinu Tam explains he has specific reasons for saying the Galishna Bas. So he has two other Gemaras that indicate the same way. The Gemara talks about Shoshvinus. Shoshvinus. Gemara Kuf Memhe. Hey Dvar Nemu B'Shoshvinus. What's Shoshvinus? So Shoshvinus is a very organized form of wedding presents. Go to Bar, maybe when you went to Bar Mitzvahs, when your friends Bar Mitzvah used to bring presents, and maybe when you had a Bar Mitzvah, your friends brought you presents. Even thinking further back, back when you were younger and had birthday parties, so Mastama, at least up until a certain point, used to go to your friend's birthday parties with a Nerf football or Uno or some toy or something or other. And when your friends came to your birthday party, they brought Playmobil or whatever it was. Sort of a rotating system. So everyone buys everyone presents. So instead of everyone buying their own toys, everyone buys someone else one toy. So over time, you know, everyone accumulates and everyone gets paid back. We don't sue for birthday presents. We don't sue for wedding presents. But Betkufas Chazal, it was like a formalized system. It sounds like that's how you funded your wedding. Weddings are expensive. So it was sort of borne by the whole group. A guy gets married, a bunch of friends are going to each kick in serious presents, cash, food, whatever. And with the understanding that when I get married, you'll do the same for me. So we sort of spread the costs around. Makes a lot of sense. And if that's the way it's working, it also makes sense that if I gave you $1,000 towards your wedding, I get married 6 months later, you're not giving me $1,000, there's a problem. The understanding was that I'm giving you and you're going to give me. There's actually sugyas of shoshvinos. A shoshvin are the friends, the close friends at the wedding. So the Gemara, so he quotes here, Zikuf Memhem and Aleph, Chamisha Dvarim Nemru B'Shoshvinus. Five dinim are said about Shoshvinus. He mentions, Rosh quotes two of them. One of them is Nigbeis BeBezdin. It could be collected in Bezdin. In other words, if I gave you $1,000 for your wedding, I get married 6 months later, you didn't give me anything, I can take you to Bezdin and make you give me a wedding present. And it's not necessarily, clearly this is not the ideal situation. Clearly, in a healthy friendship, a healthy relationship, people are going to communicate and talk it out and not have to go to Bezin. Okay. You're not going to Bezin most of the time. Bezin is the safety net. When relationships collapse and things fall apart, so Bezin is there to catch you. So in a normal case, you're not suing over Shoshvinus. Hopefully people do on their own, or else if not, you'll say something and people will fix it up. But yeah, if things really fell apart and the guy, I gave you $1,000 for your wedding. I get married 6 months later. In the intervening time, we had a terrible falling out. And now we're in a very different place. And you don't want to give me, okay. So then if need be, I could, in theory, sue you in basis. This is an actionable claim. Just like if I sell you something, I can sue you to pay me for what I sold you. I can, if I did work for you, I can sue you to pay me salary. Again, most of the time people pay without having to go to Beis Din, but it is an actionable claim. Shor Shvinus is also an actionable claim. Nigbeis Beis Din. Ein Shvius Masham Tata. Another din about Shor Shvius is although it's an actionable claim, but it's not canceled by Shmita. Why? Kevin Dahashal Kirim Bilo Egos. Why is Shemitah not canceled? Because let's say I got married a week after Shavuos, and you gave me presents, and now you're getting married, it's coming Chanukah. So you come to me and say, hey, where's my Shemitah? So I say, well, Shemitah came and went, so it canceled my debt to you. And I got married, you gave me presents Shavuos time. So now I owe you. Whenever you get married, I owe you $1,000, let's say. So, but Shemitah comes and goes in the meanwhile, and then Chanukah time, after Shemitah's gone, now I owe you the money. So says the Gemara, Shemitah does not cancel. Why? Because you can't come to me now and ask for the money. You can only demand the money once you're getting married. You weren't getting married Rosh Hashanah time. You're only getting married Chanukah. You may not have even met the girl yet. Maybe you did. Things are going well, but we weren't getting married yet. So there was no... That's Madrash Ar Gemara. Right? It wasn't yet due. It wasn't yet collectible. The Rebbe Tam says, Beferish. Beferish. So the Rush comments, Belav Rayi. I don't find that so convincing. Belav Rayi Kuli Hai. That's such an incredible Rayi. Shiny House and the Shemeli Olam Lova De Piron. That's even worse. That's not just a question of it's not due now. It might never be due. Why? Because Shor Shvinus is al hatanai. There are all sorts of conditions that have to apply in order for you to be able to demand reciprocity. Kama devar ma'akvin lefro akidisam. The whole sugya of Shor Shvinus. It doesn't always apply. It depends how the second marriage is working. For starters, it assumes that the second friend is going to get married. We hope he will. Maybe he'll never find the right girl. Maybe he'll never get married. Maybe for whatever reason, he'll remain single. So you don't know that it'll ever be collectible. That's more than just it's not yet due now. It may never be due. So the Rush says the fact that Shor Shvinus is Einshvius Mishametes is not such a watertight raya to a regular. And then he has another similar point. Right, then talk about another Gemara from Gittin, Daf Lamed. Malva Moses Akornis Aleidus Ani. A fellow lends money. What's the case? I lend money to a Kohen. I am a Kohen. You a Kohen? You're a lady. Right, not to the lady. Harutz. Sister. Kohen, lady? Israel. So Aaron lends us money. So we come to Aaron, we ask him for $1,000. So he says, sure. And he says, well, when are you going to pay me back? He says, I have an idea. You're a farmer. You're Yisrael. You're a farmer. So every once in a while when you pick, or you're not a farmer, you're a consumer, you go to the store, and sometimes you buy Israeli carrots, and you have to give truma some isras. So instead of coming over, knocking my door, and handing me some truma, knocking a natan's door, handing him some isra, you'll keep it for yourself, you'll mark off in your ledger that I just kept $5 of carrots, and now that was $5 of Cohen repaying the debt. And he'll keep checking off every time he's mafresh. You know, $5 of truma, $100 of truma, whatever it is, until eventually I will have b'sheva al tasa paid up my debt of $1,000. Or the levi with the maaser rishon, or the ani with the maaser ani. Givaldik. That's a very clever approach. So the question is, so the Mishnah says, or the Braisa says in Daf Lamed and Gittin, ein shviz b'sham tatu. We did this a year ago, but it's going to take a year or two to pay up. It's going to take more than a year to pay up the whole loan. Gradually, it's $5, $10, $15 at a time. Eventually, sister will have kept $1,000 worth of truma, and it may take more than a year. As an aside, you're wondering, what is Aaron doing with truma? He's not a Kohen, he can't eat it. The answer is, number one, maybe his daughter married a Kohen. So his daughter and son-in-law can now eat truma, and the grandchildren are Kohen, they can eat truma. Or maybe he has kohanim of friends or neighbors or kohanim over, so he can feed them truma. Also, he can sell it. He can, once a truma has been given to a kohen, if either a kohen or Yisrael ends up with it, you can sell it to other kohanim. Obviously, supply and demand, it's not as valuable, pound per pound, but it has a market value. So he'll do something with the truma that he's keeping.
What's the point of Aaron lending it?
Not, ironically, Aaron is not a Kohen. Yeah.
What's the point of this Yisrael lending it? He's gonna have to give it away anyway.
No, he lends me $1,000. I ask him for a loan. So normally, sister lends me $1,000. I'll pay you back in 6 months. I'll pay you back in 2 years, cash. And now we say, instead of my coming to give you cash, and you know, with cash, he's gonna have to track me down if I don't. I ought to come to him and pay him back. Sometimes people do. Unfortunately, people don't. Then he has to find me. Here, it's like I'm giving him a debit card. My debit card. Because he's going to be Mafresh Trumas and Arsus anyways. So every time he's Mafresh Trumas, he'll say, I would have given it to Cohen. Ke'ilu, I gave it to Cohen. And now I'm taking it back as repayment of my loan. So he doesn't have to find me. He just, over the next 2 years, is going to get to keep the truma. Otherwise, he would have given it away to some Kohen or another. He wouldn't have gotten to keep the truma.
He can't eat it
because he's not a Kohen, but he can give it to his married daughter. He can sell it. He can sell it to some other Kohen. But he can profit off of it. Whatever the market value is of that truma, he's keeping that value. So it may be easier for him, and it may be easier for me. We're both happy with the arrangement. I don't have to remember to come back and pay him cash. It's not cash out of my pocket, so it's good for the Kohen who's borrowing, and it's good for the Malva who's lending, because he doesn't have to come by me. He knows that there's a built-in system that's going to pay him back over time. All that truma of the next year or two, that otherwise you would have to give away to Kohen, he doesn't have to give it away. He gets to keep it. So if that excites him, it saves him tircha. He doesn't have to find the Kohen to give it to, and he's getting repayment without having to find me. So it's a very convenient system. And by the way, if it's Meiser Rishon or Meiser Ani, which are not Kadosh, it's even better. He could keep it and eat himself. So that's what that Mishnah Gittin talks about. The Braisa adds, if you have such a system, Shvius doesn't break it down. In other words, I can't knock on his door and say, by the way, you know, you only got $200 so far. The other $800 is gone because Shemitah came away. No. Shemitah doesn't cancel. Why? Rabbi Yonatan says, that's me. And Shvius Meshametz, because he couldn't come to ask for cash. He couldn't come to ask for cash. We had a deal that he's getting paid gradually. So, that's like Malva Chaver L'Esther Shana. And the Rosh once again says, not such a riot. Why is it not such a riot? Now, it's a little tricky. The Girsi here is a little tricky. Pupul Harifta points out that the words don't read straight. Afal Gav. He says, let's read this inside. Odhei viraya mehidim perakol aged. Malva Moses akoni salevi esani. Lios mafresh aleihem. Aaron lends me money. Aaron lends Horowitz money. The Kohen or the Levi. And the deal is, instead of us depositing, bringing him an envelope of cash whenever the due date is, instead he's going to gradually hold on to the truma or the ma'aserishin on the assumption that we're still around. And Shemitah will not cancel the debt. Doesn't matter if it takes years to have bimafresh enough to pay it up. Why doesn't Shemitah cancel it? My time, huh? Here the Pepul Harifta helps you out. The lo karina be lo yigos. We don't call the loyigos. Why? The balabayis and yachal achzerbo. The farmer can't back out. The farmer can't come to me and say, forget about it, I want cash. Can't do that. That was the deal. The deal was that repayment is going to be gradual. So you can't change the terms of the deal and demand cash right now. So that's like malva chaver el hashanim. I borrowed the money from you, but you can't demand payment now. It's only whenever it's due. In this case, it's due gradually as your mafresh trumas umaisus. The af agad da'asi, the pepul chavta reads the rush, l'chlalo yigos. It will eventually come to yigos when, l'achar zman, da'akon yachal l'achzer bo, l'vatzal mekach. The Gemara says, have the right to back out. I can say, forget about it. Here's 800. You still, there's a balance of $800. Here's $800 cash. I could back out. I could pay. But the Rosh says, so the Rabbeinu Tam says, Gvaldik! a writer, Lishna Basra. The Gemara in Gittin says that a loan that's not yet due doesn't get cancelled by Shemitah. So the Rosh said, Gam zu yesh l'tchot. This also is not such a gevaldik, right? Shem el yavo li olam l'day lo yigos. I may never pay in cash. Because again, if I, the Kohen, or Natan the Levi, or Shmerel the Ani, never comes back to Aaron and says, forget it, I want to pay cash, he's never going to get cash from us. It's all just going to be this repayment through fruits and vegetables. So once again, the Rush says, look, Rabbi Otam had the revolver, Rabbi Yozakin said, Vipasak Lishnakam. Why? Riva said, that's the rule, you pass like Lishnakam. Rabbi Otam said, no, Pasak Lishnabasra. Why? Rabbi Otam agrees, by the way, not all Rishonim do it, Rabbi Otam agrees that the rule is generally Pasak Lishnakam. He said, but here I have external proof otherwise. I have a Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed. I have a Gemara in the ninth parak of Bava Basra, right? The Malvitz Kornet Halevi and Shoshvinas that indicate like the Lishna Basra. Okay, some Rishonim also point out Rava sounds like in the sugya both versions of Rava like Lishna Basra. So that's Rabbeinu Tam. Rias to the Lishna Basra, and we just saw that the Rosh says. I don't think Rabbeinu Tam's rayas are so compelling. They're right from Shoshvinas, they're right from Avos HaKohen Zalevi. They're not really the same as this, because again, why? Again, what was the Rosh's point? Maybe. Those cases are extremely non-collectible, because they may never be collectible. Shoshvinas, the friend may never get married, or he may get married under conditions, under circumstances that don't warrant Shoshvinas. So it's not just, it's not collectible now, it may never be collectible. So that's really, okay, so that loan is really very far from a collectibility. Shemitah doesn't cancel it. Malvas at Kohen Salevi, you may never get cash. It could be everything we paid up with peas and carrots. Okay. But the Rush says, but Shmuel is talking about an intermediate case. It's not due now, but it is definitely due in 3 years from now. I have a loan document that says in 2025, in 2026, this $10,000 is due, cash, or particular date. So it's not due now, but it will for sure be due later. So that's what the Rush says. I don't like Rabbeinu Tam's Rayas so much. Rabbeinu Tam's Rayas are extreme cases. They're not gleich. It's gleich. It's not the same as what he's trying to prove. So the Rosh says, right now I have an open issue. It's not clear to me how to paskin. So some questions, and then we'll see what the Rosh says. Yeah, Aaron. You've been working, you've been farming for so long, you lent me money.
Yeah.
Rib, I don't want to violate ribbis, but you lent me money, I'll take your question. Yeah.
So I would keep these fruit, but why doesn't the $1,000 count as the truma, and I can just eat the fruit?
Well, okay. So just to clarify a drop, truma, there are two dinim of truma. One dinim of truma is that it's matnas kahuna. It would be gezel for you to keep it normally. You're mochiv to give it to a kohen. And the other dinim of truma that has kedusha, and therefore, regardless of who owns it, the only people who are allowed to eat it are kohanim who are tahar. So let's say even you gave it to a kohen. Let's put it a normal case of truma. You're not for truma, you drop it off at my house. I come to you, you come to me, whatever it is. You gave me, without getting into the details of how it's done, you gave me truma. Right? Now I have truma in my house. I cannot invite a non-Kohen to eat it with me. It's both dinim ominous, that would be gezel to it from the Kohen. There's a mitzvah of matnas kahuna. But it's also iser v'heter. The truma has kedusha. So that's why what this halva is doing is that's taking the nesina issue off the table. Imaginarily giving it to me by keeping it as payment of the loan, but it's still truma. It's just like if I had the truma, I couldn't invite you to eat it. It's kadosh. A non-kohen can't eat it. You have the truma that you gave. Essentially, you gave it to me. I give it back to you. Okay. So now you have the right to keep it. You have the right to sell it. The right to give it away to whomever you want to. But you don't have the right to eat it because that's still a violation of the kedusha. Okay. Other questions before we go on. Okay, so the Rosh says right now I have an open question. Mamash, a very, very relevant shiloh. I mentioned yesterday, this issue has come up. Practically, people asking shilohs over the last half a week, I think at least three or four times. There are two different small business owners, or very different. One of them is selling goods, the other one provides a service. And then there was a dentist, one or two other fellows, all had the same shiloh. The fellow who provides goods, he manufactures a particular type of food. So they said he has customers that he's dropping off at, dropping food off at this week. He's making deliveries, and they're getting invoiced as cash on delivery, sometimes cash on delivery. And they owe the money right away. So then clearly, if they don't pay right away, that's Shiris B'Shamet, it's due right away. But sometimes, some people are in a 30-day, they owe the money after 30 days. So the food is delivered today, tomorrow. So they owe the money, but it's only due and collectible in Chodesh Tishrei, in 30 days from now. So that's Mamish the Shiloh. Or the fellow who provides a service for hotels and hospitals. So if he provides that service to a Jewish-owned institution this week, but it's only due, payment is due, they owe the money now, but they have the right to wait up to 30 days before they pay. Mamash the Shiloh. Mamash the Shiloh. Or the dentist. So people are coming in. Some people pay right away. Other people don't. Some people have an arrangement they're not going to pay right away. But some people just don't pay. So if you should pay right now, he could collect it right now, but you're just choosing not to pay. That's for sure. Shriyas Mishametis. And he better write a prisbal if he wants to not lose that money. But how about the people who they have an arrangement? The money is due in 30 days. So it's Shriyas Mishametis. Now, this is incredibly practical. The Rosh says, well, how do we possibly? So Rosh says, number one, maybe Rava. Maybe Rava. He says, look, on the other hand, he says, the simple reading of the Mishnah is like the Lishna Basra. Simple reading of the Mishnah is a Mavachavar Eleser Shanim, and Shvias Mishamet. There's Rava had a tarot, but maybe the simple reading of the Mishnah, other Rishonim say, well, maybe look, Rava is Basra. Looking at the Sugya itself, how it plays out, could go either way also. And then he says, the very last line of this first column of Chavhei Amid Aleph here, because Amid meets column. The Ode Shvias Bezman Azed Rabbanan, the Azlinan Lakula. Shmita Bezman Azed Rabbanan. Says Rabbanan were Mekel. The Chen Kasuva Rambam Va Rambam. Rambam and Ramban also write this way. Now, later, Mefarshim point out the Rambam doesn't think of Shmita Bezman Azed. So Rambam thinks this is a din even when we deal with Shmita Daraisa. So Rambam was paskening like Lishna Basra because of the Rabbeinu Tam type of thinking. I have a raya that it's true. But the Rush is saying, I don't know which is true. So it's a suffix, the Rush says. What do you do when you have a suffix? We have rules of suffix. Last year, I learned Bava Basra, so plenty of time, whether you're in the first paragraph or the third paragraph, you spend plenty of time in the world of Torah Safekas. So in the world, so one of the rules of suffix, there's no rove, there's no chazaka de meikara, huh? So what do? Suffix rise to the chumra, suffix rabbana on the kula. So that's what Rush says. This is a drabbanon. We pass the Shmita Bezman Azed as drabbanon. So the Rosh says, look, 2,500 years ago, in the days of Elio HaNavi, in the days of Asa Melech Yehuda, when the Yovel was Daraisa and Shmita was Daraisa. Okay, so then we stop the Gefti Machmir. But we live in a post-Yovel world. We are post-modern in that sense. We live in a post-Yovel world. Shmita's Ksafim is Drabbanan. Shmita's Ksafim is Drabbanan. So then, Safik Drabbanan Lahakal. How does that strike you? How does that strike you? Maybe strangely. Because you can either turn to the Beis Yosef on the facing page. Or, if you didn't happen to have someone made a copy of a Tur Beis Yosef for you, you would look down the Pilpul Charifta, who also quotes the Beis Yosef in Simon O Samach. The Beis Yosef in Simon Samach Zayin. The Im Tomar. Habesveka de Mimonas. Lean Kula Nispa. Vahachi Avi Ibcha. Kula Toveya. What's going on? Safik Rabbanan Lakula.
Sofek deraisa l'chumra, that's how we roll, not in the world of mamonas. When it comes to money, regardless of whether you learned the first paragraph or the third paragraph last year, you very quickly came across the principle that in the world of dinim mamonas, a sofek mamon is governed by a motzi mecharver or all of our right. It's not clear whether I owe you money or not. What's it in? I don't pay. The muchzak, who has the cash, possession is 9 times the law. If I'm holding the cash, if I'm holding the assets, whatever it is that's in contention, if I'm holding it, I'm going to keep it unless you have superior proof. All of haraya. I'm the muchzak. I have possession. You're the motzi. You're trying to extract it from me. Hamotzi mechaveru. You're trying to extract it from me. All of haraya. The burden of proof is on you. You have to prove. You have to provide a haraya. Raya lives. You're going to have to provide superior proof to Aden or Star, something really strong to pry the money away from me. Otherwise, the Bezdin will laugh you out of court and will say the Muchzak wins. So what's going on here? Because it's a Safek, I do have to pay. Remember, if you don't employ a Shemitah, that means the borrower has to pay back. But I'm a borrower. And I'm saying it's not clear whether Shemitah is Mishamnetesh or not. Right, I borrowed money from you a year ago. It was a 3-year loan. In 2 years from now, you come knocking at your door. You say, Cohen, where's my money? I say, money? Shemitah! Go fly a kite. So you say, well, maybe Shemitah doesn't work. Because it's Mavu Chaber Elas HaShem. It wasn't due when Shemitah ended. So I say, well, maybe it does work. It's 2 days in Makas Dav Gimel. So he says to me, well, the Rosh says that Misafik, the whole, it's all Drabana. So Misafik, you have to pay. I say, Misafik, I have to pay. Misafik, I don't pay. That's the olive base of Dini Mamun. The olive base of the Bavas is that Misafik, I don't pay. I'm Motzi Mechaver of Haraya. So the Bezosa says, where did the Rosh fall from? How do you say that the Safran Lakula, the Safik Mamun? What on earth is going on? Mamish, a very, very shver Rosh. A very, very shver Rosh. A very, very shver Rosh. So I would love to take more questions. But let's first, we only have a couple of minutes left. So let's instead, who here took a peek in the Mordechai? Okay, not too shabby. Schmuck. Who here understood the Mordechai? Okay. So let's spend the comments beginning to read the Mordechai together. The Mordechai, you should know historically, the Mordechai was a contemporary of the Rosh. The Rosh happens to be earlier in print in the Gemara volume. The Rosh is right after the Gemara. The Mordechai is all the way at the end. They were contemporaries. The Rosh survived longer. The Rosh escaped Germany for Spain when after their Rebbe, the Rami Rutenberg, passed away. The Rosh, the Mordechai, and the Haggadah Maimonides, the three main Talmidim of the Rami Rutenberg, the 1300s, the very, very end of the period of Baal Yatosis. The Rosh flees Germany for Spain and survives. The Mordechai never left, and he was Nebuch, killed in the Rheinfleisch massacre, terrible pogroms in Germany. That's part of why we use Rosh more than Mordechai. The Rosh had a chance to edit his Sefer. The Mordechai never had a chance to fully edit his Sefer. There are also different styles. I'll leave you with this. The Rosh is much more of a French style, a lot of Tosfos style kashas and terutzim. The Mordechai is much more of a German style, means much less kashas and terutzim and analysis and chilukim, and much more likut. He quotes a lot of this Rishon said this and that Rishon said a lot of material. So they and together you work with them together, it's very enriching. So this is a classic Mordechai, and they quote two Rishon two Ashkenaz we never heard of. Ben Yechizki asked Rabbi Avigdor Kohen, this Shaila came up, and I said this, but I wasn't sure, and Rabbi Avigdor Kohen gives a response. There is a lot of Lamdus, and there is also a lot of Likud, and we will see that in Mirtz Hashem next time. Enjoy your lunch. We're going to see that the Mordechai holds the key to both to understand the Sugya Shemitah's Ksafim, and to solving both the problem of how could the Rosh say Safek Rabban Lahakel, and why might Abaye not have been excited to say Hefker based in
Lahakel means that we
right, because Lahakel means you don't deploy Shemitah's Ksafim.
Right. Okay, yeah, if you wouldn't pay back your loan, you would be a Gazlan until Shemitah happens.
That's true on the other hand, but that might be true. But on the other hand, every time you say Hamotze Mecharel Varaya, there's a suffix whether I owe you money or not. Or a suffix whether I paid you back or not. So we... Hamotze Mecharel Varaya says, I don't have, if not clear what I have to pay back, I don't have to pay it back. So sometimes I might be convinced. I claim I know I owe. Okay. So if you, Basin says we're not going to force you to pay, I said that's good because I don't have to pay. We're all good. But let's say I myself am not sure. We don't, the Gemara makes the point, we don't only say Hamotze Mecharel of Haraya when it's Bari or Bari, when I'm convinced that I'm right. There are cases where I myself say, I don't know if I owe you money or not. I honestly don't know. If I owe you money, I'll pay you. If I don't owe you the money, I don't want to pay you. And let's say there's some of the Mishnayas. The Mishnayas in Bava Kama. Shoshanach is a part of Nimtzu Uber Betzida. It's not clear how much damage my shard did to your property. And I may not know either. I wasn't there, you weren't there, none of us are really sure what happened. It's clear that my shard did some damage, whether I owe you $500 or $600, we're not really sure what happened. So the Mishnah says, or what the Gemara says, that Hamotze Mecharel Varaya, I only pay the 500, not the 600. I don't have to pay the extra 100. Even though I don't know that I'm right, or the Mishnah above is here, Davkov. Machapar Bahamar, we're not sure if it's not clear whether the Kenyan that we did included transfer of ownership of the both the cow and the calf, or just the cow. It's not clear when the cow gave birth. So there's a factual question. No one was there. We were all on the donkey farm. We come back to the cow farm, and now a mazel tov. So we're not sure when the calf was born. Was it including the chalipin or not? So I don't claim. Let's say I was originally the cow owner. I was transferring ownership of the cow to you, and you were transferring ownership of the donkey to me. I don't say that I know for sure it's mine. I say you don't know. I don't know. So I don't have to give you the calf unless you prove it, and that's talk of the din. We don't pass like simchus. We pass or leave it out. Hamotze Mecharel Varaya. Let's say it was mamish in my farm. So then I keep it. Why? But maybe something get mail if I claim I know that I'm right. Okay. So then it's not suffic gezel. I'm convinced personally that I'm right. But in a case where I don't even know, shem v'shem, I don't know. So still we say Hamotze Mecharel Varaya. I was the suffic gezel. A couple of Achrayim talk about that. Why don't I say Safek Gazal? Safek Reis L'Chamra? The answer is no, but in the world of Dinim Aminus, that's how you do. Gazal is determined by holding on to something that you're not entitled to. But these are entitled to by the rules of Dinim Aminus.